think it is a real joy, privilege, a blessing, and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon, and we are thankful for God's precious love. I never get tired of talking about God's infinite wisdom and His mercy and His kindness and His compassion, especially toward me, and having mercy on me and helping me when I wasn't really able to help myself. I was in confusion, and I didn't really know what to do. I'm glad God knew exactly what I needed, and the Lord Jesus drawed me with cords of love and spoke peace to me. A young man born of understanding, blinded by the godless world. I'm glad the gospel was preached to my heart. And I already knew who Jesus was. I just didn't know Him as my personal Savior. I've always knew about Him, knew who He was, even from a little lad or a boy. But I didn't really realize the shape, the condition that I was in. I didn't realize if I died with my sins not being forgiven, I'd wind up tasting an eternal death, a death where it would be an unquenchable fire, where a worm will never die in the smoke of the torment, of a second death will ascend up forever and ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. I didn't realize all that, but I'm glad God opened up my blinded mind, my blinded eyes, gave me eyes to ears to hear, and a heart to understand. I got converted, born again, and got my sin forgiven and placed under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ 39 wonderful years ago. I am what little bit I am, and I'm not much of anything, but He's everything. Of course, I don't ever want to be anything, but I want to be His servant and love Him and live for Him, be loyal to Him and win the lost while I have the opportunity. But He's everything to me, and I appreciate Him loving me, having mercy upon me, cleansing me, forgiving me, putting my feet on higher and holier ground, and putting my feet on a firm foundation which the gates of hell can't prevail against the church of the living God. I'm glad I'm in the body of Christ. I'm more than just a Baptist. Most Baptists, that's all they are. They never had a personal experience in grace, and most of other people, Pentecostals and all these other denominations, most of these folks are just, that's all they are. They're just religious and lost. But I'm glad that my foundation, praise God, is Christ Jesus, and the gates of hell is not going to prevail against the church of the living God. I'm in the body of Christ. We're not talking about some denomination. We're talking about organization. We're talking about an organism, a living body, and I've been placed in there by the new birth. My sins have been under the blood, placed under the blood of Jesus 39 wonderful years ago. Something wonderful, something spectacular happened in me, inside of me, which I never have got over, and it's just gotten better and better and better and better. The song says every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus I've learned to love Him more and more. He's the one I'm looking for. He's the one I'm longing for. Every day with Jesus is absolutely positively sweeter than the day before. Beloved, when you get saved, I guarantee you it'll make a difference in your life. If it doesn't completely turn you around and put you new in this life, the only thing you've got then is just some type of emotional religious experience, beloved. You've never had a personal experience in grace. It'd be a total impossibility, beloved, to be a multimillionaire and not realize that you are a millionaire. It'd be impossible to be a brain surgeon and never, beloved, not anything about surgery. Be it not know that you were a brain surgeon. It's far more impossible, beloved, to be a Christian and not know it. The Bible said you know that you passed of death on the life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You don't delight any longer in your stinking flesh. You still are tempted because you're still human. But inside the beloved, that soul, the immortal soul housing that fleshly body, there's an eternal spirit, that is the Spirit of God Almighty, indwelling in you. God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that happens and transpires in your life, beloved. That transaction takes place in your soul when you get born again. That is, born of the incorruptible seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. When a change comes on the inside, it'll change the outside. I remember how that when I got saved, beloved, nobody had to come and pry me to go to church. I beat everybody there, and I'm not boasting. Me and my little old family, my seven little young ones, we beat the housekeeper there sometime. I couldn't hardly wait to get the house of God. I was there 4 or 5 times a week. When it comes time for visitation in the neighborhood and visiting all elderly folks and children and busting up homes and going into nursing homes and going everywhere God sent me, beloved, I couldn't hardly wait to get there. That was my life. I'd found new life. I'd found joy and peace for the Lord Jesus. He gave me all my sin. Nobody had to come and pry me, beloved, to go out and try to yield the service. And I'm still in that same pattern. I'm far from what I want to be, but beloved, my desire is to please Him who chose me and called me to be a soldier. But I can remember when I got saved, the old bad habits that I had in time past, I didn't have to quit them, beloved. They quit me. Had no more desire to drink, to smoke, to gust, to gamble, all those things, beloved, left me. And of course, I'm glad that I hadn't took a drink, hadn't smoked a cigarette, hadn't gambled, hadn't lied, hadn't cussed, and I'm highly capable of doing all those things even now being saved, but they've not been part of my life. Beloved, God rid me and cleansed me and forgave me of all those things. And beloved, I've not been taking them those things ever since that day. Thank God for saving wretched sinners such as myself. And I spoke for a few days right after I got saved, but God convicted me about that. Beloved, I already had a conviction. I asked God to help me. I spoke about 8 or 9 years. I started at a real young, early age, maybe around 13 years old, right around that age. Let us smoke nearly maybe 10 years, and I puffed those things. And I said before that, you could put a pale male cigarette beside me. You couldn't tell which one was a cigarette. I was so skinny. My health was so bad, but I'm glad that when I got saved. But those things, beloved, I didn't have the desire to do any longer. I asked God to help me, and they're a habit, beloved. They're addictive, and I was addicted to cigarettes, but I'm glad that God saved me, asked God to help me, and he killed the desire. Beloved, I hadn't puffed a cigarette in over 39 wonderful years. Got no desire to smoke any longer. I quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, quit cussing. All those things are not enough to redeem you. Beloved, you don't do that. That's all you've done to obtain what you've got. You've got nothing. The Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. The gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You're not good enough. You're not qualified, beloved, justified to get to heaven by being good and doing good and quitting all your bad habits. You can quit everything you want to, beloved, and still wind up dying and sin and going to hell. Jesus said, you must be born again. You've got to, beloved, your righteousness got exceeded in the Pharisees. You've got your self-righteousness. Your righteousness inside of God is as filthy rag, beloved. You've got to be clothed in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're found in your own righteousness. You'll be cast down in the outer darkness where there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing in your teeth. Beloved, you've got to experience the new birth. You've got to have your sin forgiven and placed under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said outside the shedding of the blood, there's no remission for sin. Most folk think that they don't go to heaven and been justified by turning over a new leaf, by putting on the case of new betters, by being baptized in a watery grave and making some type of mouth confession. The beloved never had a real heart confession. They never have had a heart transformation. The hearts have never been operated on. The Bible said the operation of faith. God's got to take his spiritual weapon, peace, the soul of the spirit, being the word of God. He's got to divide asunder, separate. He's got to divide asunder soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and give you discernment of understanding, the very sacred intent and thought of your heart. He's got to bring you yourself. He's got to help you to realize the shape, the condition, beloved, that you're in hell, that you're enslaved then, and you're saved in iniquity and born in sin by birth, beloved. You're a sinner. We've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. There's not a righteous man and a just man, but all the face of the earth. There's none that seeketh after God, no, not one. Beloved, you are a sinner. We're all the sinners. We have a sinful, Adamic, fallen, depraved nature that's so fresh it's corrupted. Your spirit's been overwhelmed because of sin. Beloved, if you're unsaved, the Bible said the spirit of working the children of disobedience, Satan himself, is working inside you. Beloved, if you've not had that operation of faith, Jesus said you must be born again. We're not talking about, beloved, just a head cleansing and a mouth and a lip service. We're talking about being sanctified, cleansed, beloved, of your sin, your heart being purified, sanctified, that is the heart of your soul, by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. There is no other cleansing agent, no other cleansing power, beloved, outside the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said outside the shedding of his blood, there is no forgiveness, no remission for sin. If you try to come up any other way, you'll be found guilty before God, beloved, as a sinner, and sin will be imputed to you, and you'll wind up being cast out in a place of eternal damnation and torment on an unquenchable fire, beloved, where it won't ever go out, where the worm will die and the smoke of the torment will ascend up, beloved, and there'll be no rest day nor night. You don't want to be alienated and separated from God Almighty, wind up facing an eternal death in a place of torment forever and ever and ever and ever. You don't have to. Jesus took your place. The Bible said, he, that's Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin, you and I, who might be made the righteousness of God in him. And the only way to be made righteous, or become righteous, or made right in the sight of God, beloved, is the sacrificial death, the body that he gave, the blood that he shed, the offering that he made up at Calvary, seven sin debt, once and forever, and Jesus died and took our place. The Bible said he took our iniquities and our sins and our wretchedness and nailed them to his cross. He took out the enmity between God and man. And of course, he's a great mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. Yes, he is the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. If you're found guilty before God without a blood sacrifice, a blood atonement, you're going to wind up being violated and separated from God Almighty and taken to eternal death and dying in a place, beloved, where there'll be an unquenchable fire and the smoke of the torment and all the horrors of hell itself. It's going to be forever and ever and ever and ever. Here's what's so pitiful about it. You don't have to go there. He went to hell for you. And all you've got to do, beloved, is believe the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ. The Bible said it's pleased God by the foolish of preaching to save them that believe. Can't just anybody declare a decree, beloved, and bring the word of God? It's got to be somebody who's been born again, has the witness on the inside of the Holy Spirit living inside of them. Jesus said the blind can't lead the blind. Beloved, they're all going to fall in the ditch. They're going to all wind up dying in sin and going to hell. It'll take somebody who God has given enlightenment, who gave eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand, beloved. And if they'll just practice what they preach, beloved, then God can use them and will use them, that is, born again believers, members of the body of Christ, to get out in the highways and byways, the hedges, and compel them to come in. There's what lost the dying world out there, beloved. It grieves me to see all the pitiful, poor people who are religious, all they are just religious, and they're lost. God have mercy. It's just one big emotional thing to them. They don't have a clue about what it means to have their sins forgiven. They think they do, but they don't. The reason they think they do, they've never been under a real preacher. They got some meathead, some buzzard, some bum, some vulture, some hiling in the pulpit. God is his belly, goes in it on shame, and beloved, he's not worth kicking in the seat of the breeches. He's a phony, he's an apostate. One day he's going to wind up burning hell, special degrees in hell, like there'll be rewards in heaven for those that make it to heaven. And you must be, Jesus said, born again. You've got the experience of the new birth. I know what I'm talking about. It happened to me. God transformed me and changed me on the inside, and then my outside, it just automatically straightened up, cleaned up. Beloved, I guarantee it starts from within and comes outside of you, beloved, when you really get saved. You don't have to try to reform, but on the case of do better, quit this and quit that. Those things that quit you, you'll have no more desire when you get saved. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, Paul said that he is a new creature. Old things pass away. All things of them could come new to you. The reason most folk can't live it because they're not alive. They're still dead in trespass and sin. He must quicken you and make you alive. You must experience the new birth in reality. When it gets alive, then you'll have the help on the inside. Outside that, you don't have any hope. He's got to make you alive, quicken you, make you alive, transform you and change you, and put you in this marvelous, amazing grace. Whatever happens to you, I guarantee you, you're a new creation. You're a new creature. Old things pass away, and old things become new to you when you genuinely get saved. Now, see, my time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you is our prayer in his name. Amen.